One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Early 60s, Detroit record label Motown was growing fast, from a cheeky startup to a global powerhouse.
It was the powerhouse label of the 1960s. The beat of the boomer generation.
Motown attracted the best singers and musicians, and it had the best songwriters.
It was heat wave for Martha and the Vandellas. It was a heat wave going on at the time. And that inspired. It was hot in the summertime in Detroit. And it got real sticky, you know, when they kind of hot.
Motown songwriter Lamont Dozier.
But it's always about love, though. Hot, cold, or whatever. Whenever I'm with him, something inside is burning,
and I feel the desire. Could it be a devil in me, or is that the way love's supposed to be? It's like a heat wave burning in my heart. I can't keep.
Lamont teamed up with Brian and Eddie Holland to write songs for the Motown label in 1962. They made the Motown sound, writing hits for Martha and the Vandellas, Mary Wells, the Marvelettes, The Miracles, Supremes, Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Four Tops, Isley Brothers, Freda Payne, and more. The names Holland, Dozier, Holland appeared on so many Motown records. 80 of them made it into the top 40. At least 25 of them were number ones.
No way.
Holland Dozier Holland team had the golden touch. And the secret to being a good songwriter? Well, according to Lamont Dozier, be a good listener.
The best kept secrets about songwriters is when you go back into your memory and when you listen to people and just watch people. You have to be a good listener of conversation and watch people and watch their reactions to different circumstances in life, because that's where all the good stuff is, you know, but you have to pay attention. I found myself all the time listening to people in conversations and watching soap operas and watching and going through movies and just watching and listening for people's responses towards feelings, what they were feeling. And people were breaking up in the restaurants, and they were desponding with their love life, and women talking at my grandmother's beauty shop about their love life falling apart. And I'd sit there and listen as a kid. I wasn't writing it down because I didn't know that I'd be using this stuff one day. And all of this stuff stayed in my head, you know, for many years.
Lamont Dozier died in early August. He was 81. It was always a big deal to have a hit record. Lamont and the Holland Brothers did it many, many times, with songs that stayed in our heads and our hearts for decades after their first rush to the top of the charts. The work of genius. Well, Lamont never had time for that kind of talk. He preferred to say it was just hard work and being a good listener, something that started as a boy sweeping up at his grandmother's beauty shop. Lamont hearing his granddad trying to chat up the lady customers.
And sure enough, one day I'm sitting at the piano at Motown, dun, 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 or at home, before I got them, dun, 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 just doing my, playing a little bass figure, dun, dun, boom, 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 sugar pie. Thinking about my grandfather, by the way. And I was thinking about him, had a little smile on my face probably, dun, 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 dun. And then it just come, and I heard him saying that, sugar, hi, sugar pie. And sugar pie, honey pie. And that's how that started. You know, those how a lot of things start.